Sheikh Ahmed Zaki Yamani is generally regarded as the mastermind behind the Arab oil strategy of the 1970s, the man who introduced the word petrodollars into our vocabulary, and who helped bring about one of the most dramatic shifts of international economic and political power in this century. NPR's Elizabeth Colton has a report.
Yamani was appointed to the post of Saudi Minister of Petroleum and Mineral Resources in 1962, and it was then he began leading the campaign to wrest control of Arab oil resources from foreign-owned companies. He was only 32 years old when he took over his country's oil ministry, but he was then among the few Saudis to have had higher Western education, including, in his case, legal training at Harvard. Although Yamani was only a commoner in the kingdom, some members of the royal family had begun to recognize the contribution such a technocrat could make to the Saudi government. Then Crown Prince Faisal, later the king, championed young Yamani and gave him a clear mandate to do whatever necessary to keep his country's oil benefits home in Saudi Arabia. A natural diplomat, Yamani quickly became the unproclaimed leader of the Organization of Arab Petroleum Exporting Countries, as well as the global cartel OPEC. In November and December of 1973, Sheikh Yamani toured Western capitals to explain OPEC's radical policies, including why oil prices were going to go up by 70%. His announcement shocked the world, and his name became an international household word. In London, one journalist wrote at the time that Sheikh Yamani of Saudi Arabia was the most formidable Eastern emissary to arrive in Europe since the Tartars swept into Russia or the Muslim hordes reached the walls of Vienna in the Middle Ages. In 1975, Yamani was the target when terrorists seized OPEC headquarters in Vienna and took the ministers hostage for several days. Ever since then, Yamani surrounded himself with tough British bodyguards, and he kept his movements secret. Whenever he was seen abroad, he appeared as a superstar with his entourage. At home in the royal kingdom, however, his position was somewhat different. He remained a commoner and consequently always an outsider, useful to the monarchy only as a technocrat who could manage Saudi wealth for the true owners, the royal family. Sometimes at OPEC meetings, he would have to fly back home to consult with the king before proceeding with negotiations. At such times, ministers from revolutionary member states like Iran would criticize Yamani for being only a lackey with no power to make decisions on his own. At the same time, many observers believe that Yamani's ouster yesterday was caused by King Fahd's irritation with Yamani's power base outside the kingdom. OPEC specialist Yusuf Ibrahim of the Wall Street Journal says Yamani got caught between demands. Yamani is also said to be an extremely sensitive and religious man. He has been concerned that peoples of the world should try to understand each other. For example, in a conversation once with this reporter, Sheikh Yamani said he believed all world leaders, like himself, should have at least an introductory course in social anthropology in order to be tolerant of other cultures. The cosmopolitan Sheikh Yamani will be remembered as not only a wizard of oil economics, but perhaps more as a leading diplomat who brought the Arab world into the fore again and changed the course of late 20th century history. I'm Elizabeth Colton in Washington.